It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. It was in 2007 that the state of Iowa allowed casinos to move from the rivers to the land-based facilities we know today. And since that time, we've experienced a real casino boom here in Iowa. Communities across the state wanting to get in on that lucrative action. Developments this week on a casino proposed for Linn County. On the one hand, a proposed casino in Cedar Rapids would generate $81 million in revenue. On the other hand, of that estimated $81 million in revenue, about three-quarters of it, or $59 million, would be removed, in other words, cannibalized from existing casinos. That's according to an Iowa gaming market analysis study that was made public earlier this week. A second study estimated the proposed casino would take even more, $67 million, from nearby venues. What are we to make of these new studies? Both reports were commissioned by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. The commission says it will decide in April whether to issue a gaming license for Linn County, where the proposed Cedar Crossing Casino would be built in downtown Cedar Rapids. Jeff Lamberti is chairman of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. He joins us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Good to be with you.
Well, I know there have been several studies. These are the latest two that I named here. What do they tell you?
Well, I guess the first thing is the commission, when we decided to go forward with the studies, we decided to engage two different companies because we had hoped that we would get the best information that we could gather to make these important decisions, and they are very similar in their results. And what the commission is going to have to decide is how big of an impact would the Cedar Rapids facility be on those other facilities, and how to weigh the cannibalization of the existing facilities in making our decision. It's a very important component in making a decision about a new license. However, it's not the only consideration that the commission has. And on top of that, there's really no guidance in law or in rules about what impact is too much on an existing facility. And that's why it really is up to the individual discretion of the members. But certainly, the studies are extremely important and has really become a routine part of the process when considering new license applications.
Mm-hmm. We should mention here that one of the other studies earlier, lead investor Steve Gray says the group stands by their study that says it does not think their project would impact the financial viability of surrounding casinos. So when you say there are other things besides this cannibalization issue, is only one factor. What are the other factors?
Oh, lots of different factors, but they all really relate to the project itself, the quality of the project, the ability to complete it, meaning do you have the financing in place, the number of jobs that will be created, the economic impact, the new tax revenue to the state, which, of course, is addressed in the study, you know, new versus old. And clearly, when you start to look at the quality of the project, the jobs, and all of those, there's very little doubt that this is a very good proposal that's been put forth. And so I think the commissioners then have to weigh all of that against this issue of the cannibalization, particularly on Riverside, Waterloo, mm-hmm. and Dubuque.
So on all those other fronts, it looks really good for Cedar Rapids, this proposal. This one front, the issue of cannibalization, doesn't look so good. In fact, three-quarters of the revenue coming from other casinos, according to these two studies, three-quarters or more. That's in the unacceptable range?
Well, it's certainly large. And, you know, what each individual commissioner will decide will be up to them, but it is certainly a big impact. And what a lot of people don't understand about the system we have in Iowa is we're not just a free and open competition market when it comes to casinos. Clearly, years ago, the legislature could have set it up that way, but they didn't. And the reason this issue becomes so important is because we don't have kind of free and open competition. When a license is granted, these are huge investments, many of them well north of $100 million. Which would be true in the case of Riverside, would be true in the case of Waterloo. And so that's why this issue of cannibalization becomes so important, is that we don't want to encourage those kind of investments to then make them essentially nonprofit institutions. That's not the system we have in Iowa, and it makes decision-making very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Do these new studies, let me put it to you this way, Jeff Lamberti, do these new studies make it more or less likely a gaming license will be issued for Linn County?
Well, I think because of the heavy impact on existing, I think I would have to say that it makes it less likely. But I just, you know, as I've told the other commissioners is, these are long studies. I'm going to go through them all again. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the opportunity at our March meeting, next week, to ask questions of the people who presented them and make sure that we're seeing them right, that we're getting the right information, and that there are lots of other factors. And so we've got this study, and I wouldn't want any commissioner to make a knee-jerk reaction. And that's why we're going to spend some time between now and our April date to make sure we have the best information. But obviously there's no doubt that both of these studies show a very significant impact on particularly Riverside, but also on Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. What specific information is outstanding that you and you feel other commissioners would need to make the best decision?
Well, for example, we do have the study that was commissioned by the folks that want to build the casino. And their study was significantly different, and we've indicated to all parties that if they feel there's questions that we should delve into with the methodology, you know, there's issues, for example, in one of the studies they specifically noted that they did not believe the Cedar Rapids Casino would be what we call a destination casino. I suspect we'll want to delve into that and find out in their methodology how much did they consider coming from out of state, and if they determined that it wasn't a destination, why? So those kind of questions where the commission can delve into more of what went into the final results and make sure we feel comfortable that they're good, they're accurate. And quite frankly, again, that's why we did two, which is a little bit unusual. In the past, it's always been one, because we want to get the best information so that we can make the best decision we have. But, you know, we're very familiar with the project otherwise, so I don't expect we have a lot of questions on that. I mean, it's a, you know, if you look at it just as a proposal, it's top-notch. I mean, it's a great proposal, great location. They have their financing and all of that. It's really drilling down on these studies a little bit more.
Okay, we'll look forward to that decision slated for April. Jeff Lamberti, Chairman of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.